WF House presents an unabridged recording of The Girl at Holly Cottage by Tanya Cross, narrated by Emma Powell. Chapter 1.
Where the hell's my dinner, you lazy slut?
Upstairs in her bedroom of the little terraced house, Anna Millington lifted her head from her homework, feeling the familiar pulse of anger and fear at the sound of her father's voice. What time was it? 8:30 already. She'd been so engrossed in her study of Racine's Greek tragedy and Andromache that she'd forgotten her own problems. But now they flooded back with a vengeance. The house shook as the front door slammed, making the pencils rattle on the little table she used as a desk. Another crash reached her ears. Her father stumbling into the kitchen, no doubt.
Told you to have my dinner on the table.
Oh no, her father had been drinking again. The pubs opened soon after knocking off time at the building site. Doubtless he'd been downing pints ever since. Oh, please don't hit Mum this time, she silently prayed, and suddenly her cold hands were clammy with sweat. She would have to go downstairs and sort it all out, as usual. How on earth was she supposed to get her A-levels like this? Please, Vince, she caught her mother's feeble voice as she flew down the stairs. We didn't know what time you'd be back, and... As Anna scudded along the narrow hallway, she was met by a resounding slap and another crash. Reaching the kitchen threshold, she saw her mother crouched on the floor where she'd fallen, while her father was towering over her, one hand gripping his wife around the throat while the other was poised to strike her face. Dad, no, stop it, let her go. Anna tugged forcefully at her father's raised arm. He turned his flaring eyes on her and she glared back. But then she saw the hatchet lines of fury on his face first freeze and then slacken before curiously melting away. He turned back to his wife with stricken eyes, slowly uncurling his fingers from around her throat. And as Anna released her grip on his raised arm, he let it flop powerlessly to his side. She watched him feel for the kitchen chair, his anger-flushed cheeks now grey, and the great white scar and the deep dent on his forehead fading into his ashen skin. Anna gulped in a huge sigh of relief. The crisis was over, and she doubted there would be any more trouble from her father that night as she watched him sink into the chair with his head in his hands. She stood back as her mother scraped herself from the floor, swallowing and rubbing her neck, and went to kneel in front of her husband, enclosing him in her arms and rocking him like a child. Anna turned her head away, unable to witness the pathetic scene.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?